Hello, I'm Victoria Wiesel, and welcome to my program on Dream Control Techniques Through Hypnosis. I want to just go over the program briefly and talk to you a little bit about dream control and what it all means and how to go about having more control over your dreams. Basically, the basis for learning dream control, the first start is to be able to recall your dreams. Everybody dreams at night, and maybe you don't remember your dreams when you wake up in the morning, but you typically, in an 8-hour night of sleeping, have about 5 or 6 dreams. And you do your dreaming during your REM state, which is your rapid eye movement state of mind. And dreaming is similar to being in hypnosis, only you're much, much deeper. You're actually asleep and not in hypnosis. So the first place that I'd like to begin is talking a little bit about recalling your dreams and some techniques that you can do to increase your ability to do this. Now, some of the things that are not actually discussed through the hypnosis program with regard to recalling your dreams are that if you go to bed at the same time and wake up at the same time every morning, you're going to have a much better chance of recalling your dreams, because you're in a habit, and when you create more habits, you get into the habit of being able to do the same thing when you wake up in the morning. I want you to actually wake up maybe 15 minutes earlier than you normally do, and get yourself a nice dream journal that you can set right by your bedstand or right on your bedstand. And when you first wake up in the morning, you're going to lay there very still. Don't move. Just allow yourself to still be connected to your dream state. And simply ask yourself, what did I dream? And just focus on your breathing and just being very calm and peaceful and quiet. And just try to think about what you were dreaming. And then you'll notice that it will come to you. So then I want you to write it down in your dream journal, because as much as you think at that moment in time that you're going to be able to remember all these fantastic, marvelous dreams that you're having, you will forget, because when you first wake up in the morning, you're still in a state that's very similar to that dreamlike state. And so that's the best time to recall your dreams, of course. And so write them down. You'll use this information later on. In the program, you're going to be guided through in helping to remind your mind that you are able to remember all of your dreams. And so I'm going to be giving you some suggestions throughout the recalling your dreams program to help you to remember your dreams and to have more dreams and more vivid dreams and more meaningful dreams to you. So that would be the first course that I want you to go through. And I want you to get really good at that before moving on to any of the other steps in the program. I know the other things sound really exciting. That's why I wrote them. The lucid dreaming. I actually last night almost wanted to have a lucid dream myself, but there was a little bit of fear in me. I don't know why. I just didn't want to wake up and know that I was dreaming, but I see myself doing that at some point. Anyway, I wrote a really good program on that. But of course, the next part of the program will be interpreting your dreams. Now, only you can really be a gauge of when you've gotten good enough at recalling your dreams. You're going to know if you have some material that is worthwhile interpreting. So you might already be able to recall your dreams, but I want you to get a good journal together for at least a week so that when you move on to the interpreting your dreams, you'll have enough material to work with. So then let's go into interpreting your dreams. Now, there's a lot of material out on the market. Dream books, dream analysis, there's dream therapists that you can go to, psychics on the internet or that you can call. that will help you to, you know, tell you what your dreams mean. And there may be some truth in some of the symbols, symbolic meanings of certain dreams, and you can always do some of your own research on that. This is about you being your own interpreter, because nobody really knows. There's not really necessarily a blanket meaning to every symbol. To you, flying could mean completely something different than it does to somebody else. To somebody else, flying is a very fearful experience. To you, it might be a very enjoyable experience and something that makes you feel the freedom to be able to come and go as you please. What you're going to learn how to do is to find out what your dreams mean to you. And I want you to also, as a segment of your dream journal, I want you to designate a part of your dream journal to your own personal dream dictionary. And so during this interpretation of your dreams, A, we're going to call upon the wisdom of your mind to help you to counsel yourself, give yourself the therapy of being able to understand your dreams. All of your dreams mean something to you. You dream them. They come from your mind. And whether you're making a connection with a spirit or anything else, they're still coming through you. They're still flowing through you. So there is meaning for you in every single one of your dreams. And so it's good to put some emphasis and some importance on being able to interpret your dreams. You'll take one of your dreams in this dream interpretation cycle, and you'll actually interpret that dream during hypnosis. Soon you won't have to go through it that way, since there's some suggestions on this CD to interpret them automatically. It'll just be part of your recall. You'll just know what they mean. It'll come second nature. It'll be like speaking a second language. You know, at it's hard at first to learn that this word means this word when you speak it in this language, but soon the two will come together. And that's what this hypnosis program is designed to do, to help you to have that immediate interpretation of your dreams. And so that'll be really interesting. And again, only you know how long to spend with that program. Don't cheat yourself and go on to other programs until you get good at each one of these. I design these to be followed in order, step by step. There's really no other order that they can be logically followed in. And you might be a dream expert and just want to get better at some of these areas, and that's fine. You might learn some new things, some new techniques, some new ways to do it, or just, you know, be able to tap into your mind at a deeper level than ever before. And so that's fine. Of course, it makes sense that you want to understand your dreams and, of course, be able to recall them before creating new dreams, because why create them if you don't know what they mean? So your next session is going to be on dream incubation, which just means to be able to bring about a dream that you want to have. And why would you want to do this? Well, the basic reason why you'd want to do it is for either problem solving. You want to ask yourself if there's some problem in your relationship, your career, your health. You know, this one can actually be used for health and healing. I thought about making a separate session just for healing on this, but I have a bunch of programs on healing by itself, and why go ahead and duplicate that when I've already got something like that done? There's a healing in my sleep program, even deeper sleep, and then there's also healing in A Time to Heal. So, and then there's also healing in my psychic program, Tap Into Your Psychic Power. So as far as creating healing, you can actually create that, manifest that through this dream incubation program. Just make a different goal for yourself any time you want. And so in addition to being able to do this in your dream, another way to do it is simply to write down what you want to dream about. Writing is so powerful. I cannot emphasize that enough. I mean, hypnosis is great. Hypnosis is wonderful and very powerful as well. But writing is another tool that can help you to tap into your subconscious mind just as well. And so you can use both of those hand in hand. So maybe make a section, you know, divide your dream journal into four completely separate sections like this program, and you can have one section to devote to the dreams that you want to have, and then just make a list, you know, like a to-do list, dreams that I want to have, and help with resolution on these problems. And then, of course, you know, if you're really good at interpreting your dreams and, of course, recalling them in order to interpret them, then you're going to be able to understand the messages given to you through your spirit in being able to resolve those problems. It's also a great way to go about achieving goals. You know, how can I create $10,000 this month? Or how can I improve my relationship? What do I do, you know, about my health? So these are some things that you can do with that program, and this will guide you and help you. It's going to be a really special program. You have your own dream temple in this program where you go and you incubate your dreams. And finally, we come to our last technique, which is lucid dreaming. And lucid dreaming is just a really fun, interesting thing to do. Similar in some respects to my astral travel program in Tap Into Your Psychic Power, which I highly recommend. If you're into this dreaming thing, I just really think that you would like that program as well. They really do tend to have a lot of similarities. Anyway, going into lucid dreaming, one of the things that you will get into the habit of is asking yourself the question throughout your day, am I dreaming? This is so important because A, it's going to help you to become more conscious of yourself, more aware throughout your day. We spend a lot of our time sort of in an unconscious state. And so when you ask yourself this question, A, it's going to bring you into a consciousness, but B, it's just going to be one of those habitual things that you do, and eventually you're going to find yourself asking that question at some point when you are dreaming. And you'll be able to witness that dream. Some people can witness their dreams and also kind of be aware of, you know, what's going on surrounding, you know, the room. And you just allow the dream to continue to play out the way it was doing. Or you can get involved in the dream and manipulate it and create the dream to do what you want. This is a great thing to do even with little kids who have scary dreams of monsters, is to have them go into that dream state and get the monster and tell, you know, get the monster to shrink or pour water on it or do something to make it go away, and then they've conquered that monster. Well, you can do the same thing in your dreams. You're having dreams about anything, and you can travel, you can fly, you can have fun with your dreams, or you can, if it's a serious dream and you're fighting with somebody, you know, you can change that and you can make it a happy ending. So anyway, all of these four dream control techniques through hypnosis are absolutely wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I know you're going to get a lot of value out of this program. This is one that you're going to be working with for months. And so you can also work on some of your other goals at other times, but this is a nighttime program. You definitely want to listen to these suggestions during night. During only one of these programs, I do ask you to fall asleep with the program, and that's during the dream incubation program. So that's the one, you know, to help you to create a dream. And so you're going to go to sleep with the dream on your mind, saying it over and over, the one that you want to create. So I'm sure that you are going to enjoy this program just as much as I enjoyed creating it for you.